Hello and welcome to another Trekker Breeze software update tutorial. My name is Greg Stilson. I'm HumanWare's product manager of Braille and GPS products. In this audio tutorial, we're going to walk through a couple of the new features found in the Breeze 2.1 software update. So in front of me is the new Trekker Breeze Plus, which is the latest hardware for the Trekker Breeze. And this hardware is a new device. It's using the same shape and size of the Trekker Breeze. However, what we've done is update all of the GPS technology inside the device. So it's still using the same hardware feel to it. You still have the same familiar 9 buttons, and everything can still be operated with one hand while you use your cane or dog guide to as your travel tool. So what I'm going to do now is go ahead and turn on my Breeze Plus, and you'll be able to hear just how fast it acquires satellites. So you heard the beep. And now keep in mind that as it's booting up, I am currently inside my office, not outside. And I've probably got a window maybe 10 feet from me or so, 5 feet from me. So the Breeze is not sitting on a windowsill or anything like that. And you'll see just exactly how fast it is. Now granted, I've been connecting to GPS a few times today, so this isn't the first connection today. And the big thing to remember, you just heard it say battery full, so it just booted up. And we'll wait just a couple seconds, and you hear the beeping right now. And that beeping tells us that we are acquiring satellite connection. We're inside, as I said.
On University Avenue, Madison. GPS ready.
Okay, so it tells me right then and there that I'm on University Avenue in Madison, and the GPS is ready. Now that beeping started probably about 5 seconds after we heard initializing Breeze. That is extremely powerful. The old Breeze, many other GPS devices, I've even seen Garmin's in cars and things like that, when you first boot them up, take significantly longer to find that. Now granted, as I said before, this is not the first time I've connected the device, so it may not always connect in 5 seconds, but having said this, the first time you use the device, maybe after not using it for a few weeks, it'll take maybe 30 seconds or so. But gone are the days where it would take maybe 2-3 minutes to acquire a satellite connection. And that's really powerful because we want to make sure that we can get you out traveling and doing what you need to do as quickly as possible. So now that we have a connection, let's go ahead and show one of the new features. So in the Breeze 2.1 software update, we included a side of street detection. So now, rather than getting to your destination and just hearing destination, you'll actually hear the destination is on your left or on your right. So you know where that front door is to start, you know, to go in the restaurant or to go wherever you want. So what I'm going to do is use the What's Around feature by holding the Where Am I button.
What's around? No items.
And it tells me no items are around.
Extended search.
And extended search. So if I press the confirm key on extended search,
select a category.
It's asking me to select a category.
12 items.
And I'm going to space, use the right arrow.
Food.
And find the food category, because I'm a foodie. So I'll press
searching.
Confirm. And it's now going to search my area within about 5 miles, I believe is what it looks at, for the nearest restaurants or food places that I can find. So it'll find usually
50
about
items.
Yep, 50 items is what
Jacobson
it says.
Brothers needs them deli.
So there's a deli that's close
restaurant.
By. I'll use the right arrow.
Original pancake house.
Let's go to the original pancake
restaurant.
House. It's a close by restaurant.
5518 University
and at this point,
Avenue.
It's tells me that currently the way that I'm facing, it's on my left. That's fine. So I'm going to press confirm, and we're going to virtually walk to the pancake house to get some to get some pancakes. So I'm going to press confirm.
Press confirm to start instructions. Press and hold if in vehicle.
Okay, I'll press confirm again.
Turn in pedestrian guidance 2. Original pancake house. Please head southeast towards University Avenue.
Okay, so now it's telling me where to go. Now what I can do is I can tap the right arrow repeatedly to go through all the steps on this route. And you'll hear that when we arrive at the destination, it will tell me which side of the street it's on. So I'm going to use the right arrow now to go to the next step.
In 244 feet, Go straight on University Avenue.
It's telling me to go straight. I'll use it again. Right arrow.
In 354 feet. Go straight on University Avenue.
I'll use right arrow again.
In 237 feet. Destination on your left.
Right there. It says destination on my left. And that's exactly what I would hear if I actually was walking to the Pancake House itself. So once I arrive at the destination, it will tell me destination on my left. I don't have to guess which side of the street it is. Before, you would just hear destination. At this point, we'll actually hear destination on our left. And now, because I've previewed it before I've gone out and traveled, I know that when I'm getting close, I need to cross the street and make sure that I'm on the left side of the street. So it's extremely powerful. It's something that a lot of the GPS devices have in it, and I'm very happy to say that Trekker Breeze users now have side of street detection when you're going to a point of interest or an address. Please, one thing to note is that this does not apply to going to one of your landmarks. So it's always good in your landmark recording, when you do record your own voice, to say left side of the street or right side. And part of the reason is because when we use the landmarks, we're not using the address system to tell us which side of the street. As far as the satellites are concerned, that landmark may be in the middle of the street or somewhere like that. So this is related to address entry or to commercial points of interest. As you heard, I searched for the original Pancake House. So I'm going to exit out of this route by hitting
guiding
the bottom left key.
Press confirm to stop guiding.
And I'm going to press confirm to stop guidance.
Route deactivated. Explore.
And it says route deactivated. Explore. This gives me a great opportunity to show you the next feature, the one that's been really requested by a lot of our O&M instructors and a lot of our users who love to do outdoor activities. This next feature is great for if you're hiking, if you're on a university campus, for example. A lot of university campuses are not on streets. They're maybe big open areas, or they have their own campuses that maybe don't have major streets there. One of the big features that we heard is that people want to be able to lock themselves into open area. So part of the issue was that you'd be in open area and then you'd get a little bit too close to a major street and it would kick you back onto what we call street map or pedestrian data. And then you'd lose kind of your track to, you know, whatever building you were going to, or if you were hiking or whatever. You'd lose your track to a landmark or something like that. And that's what a lot of students do with these Breeze devices on campuses. They'll go and mark the different buildings and say, you know, this is the science building, this is the computer science building, English building, whatever, and use them as sort of homing beacons to make sure that you're going in the right direction. Now I'm happy to say that with one finger, you're able to lock yourself right into open area. So at any point, right now, I'm on street map data. It said that I'm on University Avenue. If I hold my right arrow at any point, if I hold it down,
entering open area locked.
So you heard it say, enter open area locked. Now, if I press the where am I key,
heading west University Avenue in front 75 feet.
So it says heading west University Avenue in front, 75 feet. It doesn't tell me anything about addresses. It doesn't tell me anything about cross streets or anything like that. It just tells me the way that I'm facing in front, 75 feet, will be University Avenue. What's cool about that is I could literally be walking on University Avenue and I'll still be regarded as being in open area. The nice thing here is that when you're in open area, if you use landmarks to use as homing beacons, for example, it'll just tell you that you're approaching them or that they're getting farther away. It's a really nice feature for, as I said, when you're hiking, when you're doing outdoorsy things, or when you're on a college campus, for example. And when I'm finished, when I'm done locking into open area, I can hold the right arrow again.
Leaving open area locked.
And it says leaving open area locked. And at this point, I can see what my next intersection is by pressing the next key, the right arrow.
Next intersection in 147 feet, three ways, University Avenue crossing Laurel CRST.
So at that point, it tells us University Avenue is crossing, I don't remember which road it said, Laurel or something, to show that we're back on pedestrian data and we can continue walking to a specific address if we wanted to. So that's just a brief summary of two of the new Trekker Breeze 2.1 software update features. As I said before, this software update will be free to all original Breeze users and should come already installed on your Breeze Plus if you are a Breeze Plus owner. So thanks again for listening to this tutorial, and we'll talk to you soon.